invented the first automobile? You might be surprised it wasn't Henry Ford. But why would the inventor of such an important machine be widely unknown today? The story of one of the automobile industry's early pioneers is this edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Hey, sweetie. What's going on?
Well, honey, I have some news.
Okay, what?
All that training paid off. I got the job.
Oh, I knew you would get it. So when do you start?
When you donate stuff to Goodwill, you help provide job training for people right here in your community. Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
If someone asks you who invented the first automobile, you might be tempted to say Henry Ford. But Kay Frazier says that's not even close.
Ford wasn't even one of the first 13. What Ford's known for is using the assembly line method in building cars, which made a cheaper car that more people could afford.
Frazier's director of the Elwood Haynes Museum in Kokomo, Indiana, and she correctly asserts it was Haynes, not Ford, who built that first car.
He was the first one to invent a car that would actually get you from point A to point B. It was a very successful automobile, and it's the one that history recognizes as the first successful car.
The car made its first run on July 4th, 1894, traveling about 6 miles at a speed of 6 miles per hour. He invented stainless steel as well, but it was the horseless carriage here in Kokomo that kept the Haynes factory churning out new models.
They made one the following year and two, I think, the following year, just a handful, until 1898 when they got their factory up and going, and then they were in mass production from 1898 to 1924.
Today, few Americans can tell you about a man who invented the thermostat, stainless steel, and the car they drive.
I think it's because the Ford that you hear about, you can still go out and buy a Ford today. It's a name that's still on everybody's tongue. But the Haynes car has been gone since 1924, and I think it's just people just aren't aware of their histories that far back.
But visitors to Kokomo, Indiana can stop by the Elwood Haynes Museum and catch the story of one of the most innovative minds of over a century ago. Traveling the countryside in Kokomo, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.